From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A fire Wednesday afternoon on the 2300 block of Myrtle Avenue. It happened at about 4 p.m. Crews arrived on scene to see gray smoke pushing out a window with no answer at the door. Firefighters had to get in through an upstairs window. Once inside, they found a pot left on the stove. The burner was on and no one was home. After securing the appliance, ensuring a safe environment, they set up ventilation to rid the apartment of smoke. Humboldt Bay Fire wants to remind community members to be vigilant about cooking safety in that fire's aftermath. Arcata Plaza bars, sidelines, and Toby and Jack's were the subject of a lengthy investigation into drug dealing, and there was a recommendation from an administrative law judge to pull the license of those watering holes, followed by a decision from the director of the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control to revoke the liquor licenses. The decision was appealed by owner Sal Costanzo, and in a decision announced yesterday, the ABC Appeals Board upheld that appeal. Three-member board calling outright revocation of the liquor licenses, quote, exceptionally harsh, and remanded both cases back to the ABC. Fingernail scrapings and other test results are again delaying the trial of a man accused of stabbing an Arcata resident to death nearly 4 years ago. A judge has again delayed the trial of Richard Dean III at the request of defense attorneys. The judge says testing on fingernail scrapings from the victim, 52-year-old Anthony Panucci, has yet to be released. Lost Coast Outpost reports Deputy DA Stacy Eads said she is ready for trial and that the long delay is unfair to the victim's family. An odd case out of Fortuna where a family went out to dinner and returned to find two people in their home. Tara Johnson, in a Facebook post, says a woman was naked in their kitchen cooking while a man was also without clothing taking a bath. Police called to the home on the 2500 block of Ronerville Road at about 9 p.m. on August 22nd. They arrested Christopher Bacon, also OSHA Marie Venata, for burglary, booking them into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Labor Day weekend, one of the busiest on the highways, which makes impaired driving even more dangerous. CHP will be out in force in the upcoming holiday weekend looking for drunk and drugged drivers. Roads will be patrolled by all available CHP officers for the maximum enforcement period from 6 Friday night to 11:59 p.m. on Monday. During the 2018 Labor Day weekend, 36 people were killed on California roads, more than 1,000 arrested for DUI. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.